Hello everyone, this is Roger. I am the janitor here at the studio and I like to shit on the floor. I am looking for Betty. She told me to meet her in Studio B, but I cannot find her anywhere. Oh, wait, it looks like she left me a note. Dear Roger,
I need you to announce Joe and Anthony onto the air by saying stay tuned for some Florida, nakedness, anchor babies, football saving weed, and other useless crap. Joe and Anthony are coming up next, only on Shy Impla Radio. I know you're an idiot with only 640 kilobytes of memory, but try not to fuck this up. Also, stop trying to find me, I don't want you
around me. I don't know what this means. I am so confused. Here's Betty. She was supposed to meet me here. Betty. Betty, are you there? Hello, Betty. Come out wherever you are. I need to see you, my robotic tart-olicious.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Skippy.
Oof.
Oof. You gonna be all right?
Yes.
All right. Hey, everyone. It's Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. It's your lovable artificial intelligence unit, Betty. My butthole is buzzing again with excitement for tonight's broadcast of Chicago Tampa, Shy Impla Radio, episode 35. Leap Day Anal Cooling Relief, Ring of Fire Edition, for Monday, February 29, 2016. And now for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for your fellow Tampanites?
Well, thank you very much, Betty. The current Tampa weather at Tampa Vandenberg Airport, KVDF, is currently fair and 68 degrees Fahrenheit, 20 degrees centigrade for you Canadians still in the area. Humidity is at 53% and wind speed is 3 miles an hour out of the north-northwest. And our barometer is at 30.14 inches with a dew point of 50 degrees. Tonight we should expect patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 55. North-northwest wind around 6 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. Patchy fog before 8 a.m. on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with a high near 78. Calm wind becoming south-southeast, 5 to 7 miles an hour. And on Tuesday night, we should expect partly cloudy skies with low around 58 with 5 to 7 mile an hour winds from the west. Ooh, and Wednesday shall be mostly sunny with a high near 77, light west, southwest wind becoming west to northwest, 6 to 11 miles an hour in the morning. And that concludes your glorious Tampa weather.
Wow. Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicago studios weather. Folks, we have hazardous weather conditions. A winter weather advisory is in effect from February 29th, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, until March 1st, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. There is, once again, a hazardous weather outlook. And this means winter weather advisory. Timing: rain will become mixed with freezing rain, sleet, and snow late this evening. Then it will become all snow during the early morning hours on Tuesday. Snow accumulation is expected between 1 to 5 inches, and it'll continue from late tonight through Tuesday morning, with the heaviest amounts expected over far northern Cook and northern Kane counties. Other impacts could be that the northeasterly winds will gust to 30 miles per hour at times. The combination of snow and gusty winds will create reduced visibilities, resulting in hazardous travel conditions. This concludes your hazardous weather warning. So, now back to your local forecast.
Ooh, you're coming in a little hot with that.
Ooh, there we go. So, folks, we've got some hazardous weather coming up.
And a kitty in the background.
And kitty in the background. So let's get back to the weather here, folks. So currently it is 36 degrees at KMDW. Humidity is 64%. Winds are northeast 14 miles per hour. Barometer is 29.99 inches or 1,016.6 mega bees, whatever that is. Dew point is 25 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. The wind chill, it's cold, folks. It was warm today. It was like 52 degrees. Now it's feeling like it's 27.
God, 52 is what it was this morning.
So tonight, 90% chance of wintry mix with blustery conditions. Tuesday, and also 90% to 50% breezy snow, sleet, then chance of snow. High 32 on Tuesday. Tuesday night, slight chance of snow and blustery, then partly cloudy, low 18. Wednesday, high 30. Wednesday night, low 25, and it looks like snow through Thursday, folks. And finally, with the weekend starting off Friday with a low of 27. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your Chicago weather.
Wow, that's kind of scary.
You know, what was even scarier?
Cold and scary.
Was all of that was on the fly, including the little touch-tone hazardous weather alert. So,
oh, how about that?
Yeah.
We have to get you one of these.
Well, you know what? I didn't think it was that disastrous.
You didn't think it warranted an EBS tone?
No, 1 to 5 inches is not. I don't know why people
think it's nothing to get excited about.
Yeah. I mean, now, it is true that when it's windy, when it's super, super windy, the snow can really cause problems. I can definitely see that. I mean, visibility is an issue. Even if it's not an accumulating snow. Just recently, we had quite a strange snowstorm where it was snowing really heavy, but it wouldn't stick. Because the ground temperature wasn't freezing.
Wow, that's... Yeah, I've witnessed that before. I've experienced that when I've lived up in the city before. So.
Right, so...
It doesn't surprise me too much, but yeah, that's kind of unusual, though, when that happens.
It makes for a very interesting observation, especially where I work, because we have some pretty big picture windows.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, hey, we've got some new schedule announcements to make.
Oh, my God, don't we? Yeah, I got to find some better music than this. Hold on a moment. I need something not so dirgy-ish. Let's see. Eh, fuck it. It's, no. I was going to throw on some Christmas music since you're getting snow, but we're at the end of... Ah, fuck it. We're at the end of February. We'll give it one more time. I like this one. This is another ditty from Kevin MacLeod. It's called Christmas Rap. I think it's got a nice little... It's not too Christmassy, but it's kind of got the jingle bell thing. It's, you know, you're getting a lot of fucking snow over there.
It's sort
1 to
like,
5 inches, you know.
Now everything
weather.
Is 80% off. Come get it.
Exactly. It's Christmas in February. And let me tell you, this whole thing of having a leap day as a Monday is bad.
Not for those of us that have the day off. It's great.
Well, that's good for you. But those of us stiffs that actually had to work today, today was just calamity after calamity. The stars were out of alignment.
But stars were out of alignment.
Out of alignment, totally. So yeah, we do have some new scheduling lineups going on.
Yes, we do.
Well, let's see. What do we started our Upfront Soul last week. That's been going quite nice. We've actually extended that. So now Upfront Soul will run on the weekends as well from from 11 at night until 6 o'clock in the morning on the weekends. And then weekdays, it is 10:30 to 6 a.m. And then, of course, we have our Rush Hour with Betty, and we have
Betty
Toppers in the afternoon.
Rush Hour, by the way, folks, you will laugh. We're gonna get some new bumps and stuff in there because you know the saga is continuing with Roger Betty thing.
That's true. Maybe I'll get a chance to work on some of those over the course of the next few days. that would be nice, though. We need to get some updated, but we've kind of fixed our rotation. Our demonic server has been cooperating with us lately, for now. So you've been getting a good mixture of music, I think. Don't you think?
Sexy.
Yes, exactly. So we don't get the whole bullshit of the same song at the same time every single morning. I don't know about you, Joe, but I was getting a little tired of the cup of tea
number
thing.
Nine.
Oh, and number nine to number nine. Calling number nine. Yeah, no, that got a little ridiculous.
It's funny, though. At first, I used to get, like, these anxiety feelings when I would listen to that. But after a while, I was expecting it. And if I didn't hear it, then I would get anxious.
There's just no winning, is there? No winning at all. So, and then the greatest thing that we have is we have a whole new segment that we're having over the weekend, which is Joe's Tech Segment.
Yes.
We kicked that off yesterday.
And I never got a chance to listen to it.
And yeah, you didn't even get a chance to listen to it. You're going to be adding more content, obviously, as time goes on. There were a couple repeats over the weekend, but, you know, Joe will be adding more content. So that runs from noon. This is Saturday and Sunday, so it runs from noon until 6 o'clock. So you get a full 6 hours of Joe's Tech Segment. I caught some interesting things, and you're right. From what you've said in the past, it's kind of a mishmash of tech things.
Technology is amazingly diverse. It's a glue that binds everything together, whether it be art and politics and advertising and, you know, getting people to unite and get along and work together. It's all everything, even the cats. There's a technology to cats, too.
Especially is there technology to the cats?
Yes, there is. And it's an evil technology, I have to say. It's full of just, like, reserve poop and extra attention mongering and, you know, food costs out of control. But I might be getting a new pet food or a pet dish. Or not a pet dish. A water dish. I saw this huge water dish.
All right.
It'll be great for the vacation when I come out to
the
studios.
The studios, mm-hmm, folks. Yes.
We have an announcement. Should we do a breaking news?
Yeah, sure. Hold on. Let me find that cart here.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hey, folks, this is Joe in the Chicago studios. I got some really exciting news. I am going to be in the Tampa studios on April 25th. April. Well, actually, I'll be there the 22nd through the 26th. But I'll be doing a live show with Anthony in the studios at Tampa.
Hold on. What was it again? What was the dates again?
That would be, why are you figuring out the episode number?
Maybe. What was the dates again?
Well, it'll be April 22nd, which is a Friday, and I will arrive at 7:05 p.m.
Okay, all right.
And then, yeah.
Cool.
So, this will be a great opportunity to work out the kinks with Betty, and straighten some things out with the server and just relax.
No, I totally agree. So, all right, cool. Yes, we'll have you down, and you'll need to... I have a microphone stand that should be compatible with your microphone. It's a tabletop unit, but it will basically sit inverse of how you have it right now. But it looks like we can jerry-rig it to work properly.
Well, we'll get my microphone shipped off right after the last episode.
That's true. That's true. That could work. That works out just fine. And then, yeah, we'll get you all squared away with that, and we'll have you in the studio live, and we won't have to deal with the complexities of the Skype thing. And
yes.
I assume you're going to be bringing sound effects and stuff with you somehow on a computer or on a tablet in some way. Is that your plan?
Sure. Exactly.
If That'll you don't want exactly. to, you don't have to. But you'll have an input to plug into if you okay. did want to.
I'll have anything. My phone and my tablet. So between the two devices, I'll be able to do some sound.
Okay, I think that sounds absolutely fantastic.
I'll be mobile. I'll be a mobile guest or a mobile host.
A mobile host. There you go. You can be a mobile host. All right. So yes, Joe is going to be in Tampa. He'll be here for the 20th It's the 25th. So the broadcast on the 25th. So 4/25. All right. So I don't know what episode number that is, and
we'll figure it out later. Tell you guys.
We'll figure it out when we get to it. So all right. Joe's going to be in the Tampa studios. We're going to leave Roger and Betty to deal with the Chicago studio operation. So we don't know what's going to happen over that weekend. It should prove to be very interesting.
Most definitely. Hopefully the power bill will be low.
Yes, right.
You never got know. Some traps set in place to avoid overcharging.
There you go. There you go. We like traps. We like traps. All right. Oops. What are you doing? No, stop. Stop. Okay. Wrong button. It's been one of
we now return
told you leap days. Leap days on Mondays are bad.
Already in progress.
So apparently the joke is that your birthday only comes every 4 years. And, well, you know, fuck that. You either celebrate it before or after.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
And for the days or for the years that it doesn't come, well, you just celebrate it before or after.
Makes Do whatever sense you want. To me.
Right? I don't know, man. We've got some really fun stuff coming up for you tonight, folks. Some really interesting news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got
some
a really good one. Yeah. We got some
I don't know what's up with you Floridians. Maybe it's because it's so hot.
That's what I think. I think people just lose their shit down here because they just fry in the sun, and it just drives people crazy.
Could you imagine what hell's going to be like if you believe in such a place?
Probably like Florida. Maybe I am in hell. Maybe this is hell. So we have that. We got some other strange Florida news. Plenty of strange Florida news.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's got some cannabis news on the docket for us. Let's see. Oh, I guess. Cannabis and something. Ooh, a bacon double cheeseburger. I could use a bacon double cheeseburger right about now. If you want to call us about a bacon double cheeseburger, how can you reach us, Joe?
You can reach us by calling the studios at 813-327-8566. Or you can be one of those brave pioneers and Skype us at shyampa.radio.
There you go. That's how it all works. That's how you reach us. Chitty, chatty, chatty, chitty. So what's going on? We know we did the breaking news that's going on in your world, and we did the breaking news about you coming here. What else is going on in your world, Joe?
Well, a lot of good things with work and frustrating things with work, but it's all culminating somehow in experience. And so that's important.
That is important.
Yes. And what else?
Do you have some news for us?
I do.
The news.
We blantered on past that cue a little bit too much.
We sure did. But man, there's never a moment when there isn't something interesting happening. And, you know, a lot of the things lately have been about the Oscars and the political process and Trump.
Did something happen at the Oscars?
I have no idea. I didn't even pay attention. I was asleep.
I didn't either. So you mentioned it. So I thought I've heard it mentioned a few times today. I didn't know if something happened or not.
But hey, Anthony, get this.
Yeah, what's going on?
A man changes his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger.
Sweet.
Only in London or British land or the UK land, wherever. A British man decided to legally change his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger as a show of his undying love of the sandwich. I've got no regrets at all.
Okay.
Sam Smith, 33, told the UK Standard that the bacon double cheeseburger was pretty much the first thing that came up. Are you playing any background music, by the way?
No, would you like me to?
Please.
Okay, hold on. Let me find some good bacon double cheeseburger name background music.
Sam Smith.
Sam Smith.
Now, you know what? Going from the name Sam Smith to bacon double cheeseburger is definitely...
He's a winner.
An improvement. He told the UK Standard that the bacon double cheeseburger was pretty much the first thing that came up after a night of drinking with his buddies who convinced him to go ahead with the stunt.
Alrighty.
After he's sober. Oh. After.
Oops.
After he sobered up, he still embraced his new identity. I've got no regrets at all, he said.
Yeah, there you go.
So what do his parents think? My mom was furious, but my dad thinks it's hilarious.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he's more than happy to use my new name.
Hey, bacon double cheeseburger.
I don't even know how it sounds in Britain.
I don't either.
That's hello, cool. Bacon double cheeseburger.
That works. That's kind of cockney, but that will work just fine.
But who knows? That. The odd name could have perks. Remember the burger and King couple who got married? This fast food giant Burger King picked up the tab for their wedding.
Ooh. How about that?
For now, Smith proudly signs off his work emails as BD Cheeseburger.
As BD Cheeseburger.
That's pretty special.
That is pretty special. Good for him. Good for him.
So do we have some enterprising music for this next story?
We do. Hold on, though, because Roger wants to tell us something.
Hello, bacon double cheeseburger.
There you go. It wasn't very exciting.
He got excited about that. Wow.
How's that?
I don't know. Betty wants to say this.
Fuck Clinton.
There you go. Go, Betty.
Okay, Betty. Okay. Here in Chicago, Logan Square. This is a really cool story from DNA Info by Paul Biasco. Free weed.
That's sweet.
Yeah, Logan Square's modern cannabis opens with enticing offer. It served its first patient on Monday and is already attempting to give another Chicago dispensary a run for its money. The medical marijuana dispensary 2369 North Milwaukee only served one patient in the first hour of business Monday, but hoped offering a free gram to the first 100 patients would attract some new customers. So here's the deal. In order to purchase medical marijuana in Illinois, you have to go through a rigmarole process to get approved to be a patient. And you have a very limited list of medical illnesses or diseases. Once you do get that approval, you then have to register with a dispensary of your choosing. And then you got to wait for that to be finalized.
That's true.
So now, they say they only have like 4,400 patients. And so now if you want to go to these people, you got to unregister with the one place and then re-register with this place.
That's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah. So the guy said, I did not know if we could get two people or 200 people today, said Danny Marks, co-owner of Modern Cannabis. The city's only other dispensary, Dispensary 33, debuted in Uptown in December. Due to strict limits, which I just mentioned, there are very few patients who are currently eligible. It's tough to get a slice of the 4,000 people and make a business out of it. So
it's true.
They're saying that approximately 5,700 people have applied, but there's only 4,400 people that have been approved.
Wow.
Now, Modern Cannabis opened with a menu of 47 different strains of marijuana with a mix of indica, sativa, and hybrid strains with names such as Cheese and Chong, Maui Wowie, Sour Diesel, and Island Sweet Skunk.
Huh.
Patients can purchase either an eighth of an ounce or a gram of most strains, a pre-rolled joint of a select few, or as an extract for a vaporizer pen. The shop also carried a dark chocolate infused with cannabis. I would like to try that.
I'm not always a big edible fan.
Qualifying patients must designate a single dispensary. So, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Oh, but here, the process to switch involves filling out a short form and takes less than 24 hours and can be done on the state's website at illinois.gov. So I guess that's not bad. But becoming a process, it takes 4 and 6 weeks, and you got to apply, get fingerprinted, and receive written certification from a physician and submitting a $100 fee.
Wow. I'm not sure that made that difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's tough because it's a cash business. It's not something that doctors for some reason are like willing to approve, and with good reason. It's still a illegal drug.
It's true.
In the eyes of the feds.
And that's true. That's very true.
But you know, you got stories like the next one.
All right.
I don't know, you got some kind of sporty sounds.
How's this? Okay. Is that good? Do you want something different?
I can't hear it. Worried about on-field violence? That's perfect. Ricky Williams says marijuana could save the NFL. By Adrian Hassenmeyer of FoxSports.com. Snicker all you want and make your munchies jokes. Go ahead, get it out of the way. There you go. Johnny Manziel's domestic violence case is going to a grand jury. Tom Brady shows fluffy to the world with cheesy Lion King video. Doctors told Tyler Lockett playing football was too risky and dangerous. NFL players are pleased with league's supersized salary cap bump. Massage therapy helps quarterback add to his hand size at NFL. So sure, it may be fun to giggle at former Heisman Trophy winner and NFL rushing champ Ricky Williams, the Pro Bowl running back who was suspended multiple times by league for marijuana use. Yeah. Even Williams recently tweeted out a silly shout out to a Washington Post article off to a study that pot use to not impact a person's intelligence.
Huh.
On the surface, Williams has been the butt of many a punchline throughout the years, and surely he's grown accustomed to the role. But after years of suffering and treating his diagnosed social anxiety order with both therapy and medication, the former Texas Longhorns star recently made the argument for another possible benefit to pot use for medicinal purposes, and that is numbing the pain. Williams recently spoke on a panel along with former NFL athletes at the High Times SoCal Medical Cannabis Cup on a panel called How Cannabis Will Save the NFL. Per Yahoo Sports, Yahoo's Don, Williams described why he turned to marijuana for muscle and emotional therapy. Marijuana use, recreationally and medicinally, has been legalized in 4 states, Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. Will it eventually be cleared to use with medical supervision in professional sports like the NFL? I think so. I mean, with all of the doping stuff, though, it could make some hurdles only because... Well, but I don't know. I wouldn't consider marijuana to be a sports-enhancing drug.
And that wouldn't necessarily either. I mean, I'd put it on the lines of alcohol or tobacco, but...
Yeah. Well,
they may want to have to, I mean, they may have to look into it, but, you know, no, I don't see it like as a performance enhancer of sorts.
I mean, unless you were to infuse it with, like, caffeine, and then it would become like a stimulant, too.
Well, that's true. That is possible. But what is Gatorade but stimulant anyway, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Exactly. Speaking of stimulant. So... this next story is quite interesting.
Yeah, hold on. Let me find you some for that one. I might be using this one. I'm not sure. Well, let me make sure. Nope, you're lucky.
So, man from Spain He skipped work for 6 years, but he still got paid. This is an Associated Press story.
I need to know how to do this.
This worker went undetected. Undetected. Until his case was discovered in 2010, shortly before he was due to receive a plaque recognizing him for 20 years of service. Problem is, he only had 14 years of service. The case started with confusion over whether a civil servant in southern Spain worked. Now a court has ruled he must pay back nearly 27,000 euros or 30,500 USD in wages because for years he actually didn't work at all. Of course, it was a water utility. You know what? Water utilities all over the place are kind of getting weirded.
Yeah.
You got Flint.
I think just many city services in general. Yeah.
So, the employee of a water utility owned by the Spanish city of Cadiz didn't appear at its office for up to 6 years and did absolutely no work.
Wow.
For 3 years prior to his retirement in 2011. So it didn't explain why the worker, who cannot be named under Spanish law, went undetected until his case was discovered in 2010.
Wow.
Before he was due to receive a plaque recognizing him for 20 years of service.
Wow.
So, like, one hand didn't know what the other hand was doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
An automatic trophy dispenser.
Yeah, exactly.
So, former Cadiz Deputy Mayor Jose Blas Fernandez said in a telephone interview he initiated the investigation after reviewing the personnel records and realizing no one had seen the worker for a long time.
Wow.
After his transfer to the utility from a city hall job. So he worked at city hall and then he got transferred to the utility. How does that work out?
Apparently, yeah. Wow, how about that?
The Aguas de Cadiz utility told Blas Fernandez it thought the worker had transferred back to City Hall, but that wasn't the case. It got the worker on the phone, ordered him to report to City Hall, and said he was evasive when asked what sort of tasks he had been doing in recent years.
Nothing.
Lots of masturbating.
Something. Jesus. How about that?
So, Vila didn't say whether officials have responded, but pledged that the city administration would immediately focus on the optimization of human resources to reduce the risk of similar cases.
Wow.
And of course, the worker sent City Hall a letter denying he abandoned his job and asking officials not to force him to pay back the money.
Wow.
So, it's like, well, dude, but you weren't working. Come on. I don't know. I tell you, these people are crazy. And folks, those are your Chip Skipper headlines and other news reports from around the world. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? And trust me, we definitely are unique. If there's a question about it, we are unique. Anyway, you can give us a call, 813-327-8566. Or you can Skype us at shiampa.radio. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A dot radio. Or you can listen to Betty behaving badly. And, of course, you can check out our blog. It is up and running, but it is not updated at all. But it will be up soon. And if you're listening to a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail. We'll play your message in a future cast. And hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 6.5 minutes.
Sweet.
You are tuned into Shyampa. We radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Hello, Joe Wisdom again. Comfort food. How I know you well. Right now I'm eating a blueberry crisp. But there's donuts and cakes. Anything with bread will do. That satisfying feeling of satisfaction when that full tummy feeling occurs is a good sign comfort food is working. Comfort food is such a wonderful idea. Is it real or is it Memorex? As they say when it comes to curing your mindful woes. I just went through a whole dozen of donut holes too this morning.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Jerry, which underarm stick did you want?
Anyone. They're all the same.
No, they're not.
Arid Solid is different. Unlike ordinary deodorant sticks, Arid Solid fights both odor and wetness. That's Arid's complete protection. Arid fights wetness ordinary sticks can't.
The kitchens of today can be more beautiful than 1949 because this year there's a better, brighter, self-polishing floor wax. It's 1949 Glow Coat. Yes, bright as it's always been, this year Glow Coat is brighter than ever, better than any. Try 1949 Glow Coat on your linoleum this week.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it sass.
Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
This is Tomer with the radio news about radio waves. Susan Ashworth reports in Radio World that broadcasters are turning to national security to get cell phones to play AM and FM radio signals. The National Association of Broadcasters and National Public Radio are now crowing about how they can help free up bandwidth in a national emergency. Usually when lobbyists cry national security, they are just trying to pile on extra funding. But the NPR and the NAB may have something of a point this time. Putting aside whether consumers want to receive AM and FM radio signals on their phones, their argument before a congressional hearing on improving wireless emergency alerts was that if the plan to send important public safety alerts to cell phones included a link to an internet site, the flood of immediate traffic to that site would probably cause problems. Remember on September 11, 2001, how difficult it was to make a phone call? Imagine now if every cell phone got an alert telling the user to go to a certain website for more information. Quote, adding a URL that simply drives users to the internet will only exacerbate the congestion of wireless networks that already plagues mobile communications and impedes public safety during times of crisis, unquote, NPR and the NAB argued in the comments on a new emergency alert policy in front of the Federal Communications Commission. Instead, broadcasters argue, why not send citizens to their local AM and FM radio stations for more information? That way, no additional bandwidth is being used, as terrestrial radio stations do not crash from too many listeners. NPR and the NAB may be correct, but they just want cell phone users to be able to tune in local frequencies from their cell phones, so adding an emergency component makes a good political argument. Quote, several phone manufacturers already support the activation of FM chips in mobile devices, including T-Mobile, AT&T, and Sprint. However, even though a majority of smartphones sold in the U.S. during the second quarter of 2015 were equipped with an FM tuner, the NAB said, FM reception was disabled by phone manufacturers and wireless carriers in 63% of those devices, unquote, Radio World reports. The FCC is accepting reply comments on the issue through February 12th for proceeding number 1591. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
I know, right? And here I am trying to order delivery. Is it delivery or is it DiGiorno?
You're right. Welcome back, everybody. We hope you are enjoying the Joe and Anthony show so far. I know I am.
Are you? I'm having a pretty good time myself, even though I'm kind of like trying to order some pita pit here.
Pita pocket. Make it a pita from pita pocket.
Exactly, pita pit. Pita pit.
Oh, it's pita pit.
It's
sorry.
Pita pit. That's okay. It's all right.
You know, it's a pita. It's got pockets.
No, I get it.
But anyway, stay tuned because after our ad lib segment B, Anthony has some wild and wacky more nakedness for you.
Oh, God, I always do. I mean, I never seem to run out of crazy shit from Florida.
I know.
So, why don't you give him our phone number and our Skype address, Mr. Joe?
You know, you can.
So I can finish typing this order.
You can reach us at this lovely studio by calling us at 813-327-8566. You can try us if you want to be one of those brave pioneers. Skype us at shyampa.radio. Either way, you'll be part of our live on-air experience. You'll go directly in. We don't have, like, crazy... I don't know what they call those people. Phone wranglers?
Phone wranglers? No.
Or guest wranglers, where they're trying to wrangle you in to make sure you get the right kind of personality.
We take anybody. Just come on, give us a call. And,
so, I mean, if you're listening to us in a prison and you're lonely right now, you can call us.
We do not accept collect calls. We will not accept a collect call.
Okay.
So yeah, no collect calls. No prison calls. So, but you should be studying or something. You shouldn't be listening to us if you're in prison. If you're listening to us, then, yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah, no. Anywho.
Well, so, you could be listening to us on your relaxation period, though. That's fine.
Okay, fair enough. All right, the relaxation period. Okay.
I saw really, really hot construction workers that were working on lines underneath.
Do you have spring streets. Fever? Do you have spring fever?
Yes, I have spring fever, ladies and gentlemen. lots of spring fever is going on right now because it's like it's bouncing between hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold.
Is it live or is it menopause?
Right?
You know, but...
Before we finish, though...
Yes.
We have to give some more shout-outs.
Oh, sure, by all means. We should shout out to everybody.
RadioForAll.net. They've been awesome.
All right, yes, they have.
They continue to be awesome.
We love Radio For All.
They host a lot of the content that we pull for our different shows. So, I mean, that's got value worth right there. So just go to RadioForAll.net. Guess what, folks? You can find us on iTunes. Just
we are on iTunes.
Radio.
Yes. We've made it to iTunes.
Yes.
So now every new episode will be available. I saw every old episode will be available as well, correct?
Oh, yes.
So everything is available.
Yes, every single episode from even our early days in 2008.
Wow.
When I lived in that high-rise tower of luxury and electric heat.
That was kind of a lovely place.
I liked it. It was. It was just as dry as this place, though. So
Everywhere gets dry in the wintertime.
But the view is much better. The view here, it's like I look at the Salvation Army.
Yeah, that's not much of a view. Staring at it now?
Yes. It's an Art Deco building, though. So that's actually kind of cool.
It is an exciting building, but it's been neglected.
Yes, yes. You know, it would be nice if the Salvation Army could save itself.
Save yourself, Salvation Army. Save yourself. If you need saving, you can call us. We can't help you, but we'll talk to you anyway. 813-327-8566. And we'll discuss your interests and such like that. I have some Florida news coming up. If you want to talk about any of the news stories that Joe just went over, please feel free to join in. You can also call in during our Florida news segment.
We'll talk about something. Double cheeseburger.
You want to talk about double cheeseburger? I don't know. I'd totally like name myself double cheeseburger. No.
Would you ever? You like name yourself Whopper Jr.?
No. I would name myself Spicy Chicken Sandwich.
Spicy Chicken Sandwich?
Spicy Chicken Sandwich.
Huh.
I love Spicy Chicken Sandwich. And it doesn't have to be Wendy's. It could be anything. If you give me a chicken breast, you bread that shit, you make it spicy, but not like buffalo wing spicy, like with Tabasco, but like a different type of spicy, you know, kind of like a Cajun spicy. Oh my God, I love it.
See, I'm trying to come up with a name for myself, and I know you like spicy, and I, you know, spicy for me can be dangerous. So I tend to stick to, like, kind of just herbed. It's about as much as my ringed ring of fire can handle. But, you know, for me, my name probably, if I was to change my name, it would to something like that.
Yeah.
It would be Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit.
Ooh. See, yes. I would all, you know, that's a good question. Because I might actually do sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Okay, so you're from the McMuffin family.
I'm the McMuffin family. Although I've become more and more disappointed in the sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Mm.
We are now entering the Flugenhagen, Flubenflaben food segment. And this is where I'm going to complain about something that's disgusting to begin with when you really look at the whole of it. Because what, half of it comes as dehydrated powder egg stuff. And then the rest of it is frozen from God knows where, probably sausage from like East Bolivia or something that's been sitting on a boat for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Anywho. But I honestly think these sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffins used to be better.
Ooh.
Now the eggs kind of seem plastic.
And they claim, if I'm thinking you're talking about the chain that we're talking about, they claim that they're using cage-free.
Well, that's great. But somewhere between not being in that cage and making it between an English muffin and a sausage patty, it becomes very plasticized.
Well, what ends up happening is they have these special humidity chambers that once they make the actual product on a grill or on a stove or whatever.
Do they even crack the eggs there anymore? I'm imagining these things come frozen like that now.
That may not be the case anymore.
Because that's really...
Except for the Egg McMuffin, unless that egg patty now comes frozen.
It might, because I don't know. There's just... Either that or it's the whole warming process. But something about it, I have never gotten one. I have not gotten one in years.
I just personally think McDonald's went wrong when it started doing a lot of that automation stuff. I mean, sure, they were automation of the 70s and 80s, but you know what? That meant they still cooked the damn food. At least the egg, you did crack it. You cracked the actual egg into a ring that was placed on the grill, and then you placed a cover on top of that. And you had 4 McMuffin rings, you had 6 McMuffin rings, or you had 8 McMuffin rings. And larger stores had larger rings, and you could literally make that many eggs, and then you lift the ring, spatula them all up into a little tray.
No, that makes sense.
Right.
But no, honestly, and if they make them there, which I doubt, I highly doubt it, because...
Not anymore.
I doubt they make the eggs there anymore. And if even on the remote chance that they did, something happens and they become plasticized.
Well, it's all that sitting around in all these different chambers, and, you know, especially if they're frozen or if they're dehydrated.
It's true.
You know, it's like you're taking away, adding, taking away. You're unbalancing the food.
No, that's very true.
I remember when we used to make the biscuits, ladies and gentlemen, the biscuits were amazing because you made them. So if I was in a very jovial mood, the biscuits were fat and fresh.
Handmade biscuits.
Yes.
Handmade biscuits.
Handmade biscuits were the best and the bomb. But, you know, nowadays, a lot of these places, and that's why I really love the kind of restaurants that try to make fresh and from scratch and not use additives, but actually use ingredients to make flavor.
No, I agree. I agree. So. You know, because, I don't know, everything has gotten so automation, let's bring in anything frozen, prepackaged, pre-made, and pre-processed.
It's really cheap for one, obviously.
Well, it is cheap because it's shitty food.
Right.
You know, it ain't like the old days when they, you know, did the handmade biscuits. I found it. I found an old McDonald's biscuit commercial for you there.
You have to post that to the Facebook page.
All right, I gotta find it again. I just got the sound file.
But yeah, that was really, you know, I mean, sure, it was still mass-produced food, but it was fresh food.
It was freshly mass-produced.
Yep.
Freshly mass-produced.
You know, the ingredients, you had to mix the milk and mix the powder and mix the egg and then make the biscuits. You had to shape the biscuits. You know, and there was a certain way to do it, but, you know, sometimes you would cheat and make this or that. And,
Exactly. And you get friggin' frugin. Friggin' frugin' flaggin' flubin.
A frugin' fraggin' friggin' fraggin'. But,
for whatever you know, the hell
we'd
that
like
means.
To hear, were you one of those employees? Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Are you still one of those employees? And want to talk to us about your frustrations of still being one of those employees? We'll talk to you. We can't offer any help. We offer no psychiatric help. We're not licensed. We can't really give you any help whatsoever. In fact, we'll probably make your life worse after talking to us. But either way, give us a call for the experience. It should be fun. All right. Friggin' flogging.
Fleekin' flogging.
Friggin' flogging.
My clock hasn't ticked over yet, but I could say now. So, Anthony, I hear you have some really crazy news this evening.
Oh, boy.
Order up. Ooh, it's 420 somewhere.
Florida news tonight. Nothing new there. All right. So, you know, we had that story last week of the crazy woman with the fork, you know, the underhand, the stabbing at the seafood buffet. So, tonight, we have yet another crazy Florida group of people acting ridiculous. All right. So our first crazy Florida news story comes from the Daytona Beach News Journal, home of the world's most famous beach. Wait, it's kind of odd, a slogan for a newspaper. Is the beach at the newspaper? Is the newspaper at the beach? Maybe the beach is inside the newspaper. Daytona Beach News Journal, home of the world's most famous beach. It doesn't matter. It's a stupid slogan for a newspaper. Anyway, it looks as if bad manners at restaurants is becoming a popular trend in Florida. A disagreement over cheesy garlic knots sparked a ruckus inside a Palm Coast pizzeria that led to four arrests Friday night, according to deputy reports. According to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office report, Jessica Conti began arguing with employees at Palm Coast Pizza because they put cheese on her garlic knots. She demanded her money back and became angry when a clerk placed the money on the counter in what she perceived to be in a disrespectful manner.
She's got no taste.
Yeah, you think?
That sounds absolutely wonderful right now.
Yep. Vincent Conti, 23, Harleem Jones, 26, and Sean Cody, 32, stormed into the restaurant and all four subjects began ransacking the eatery after the incident over a fucking garlic knot. Employees told deputies they knocked a fax machine and a cash register off the front counter, then entered the kitchen area and began throwing food and pizza boxes everywhere. At some point, one of the morons threw a glass Parmesan cheese container at a television in the lobby and damaged it. They estimate the damage is about $1,000. Not, you know, it's quite a bit. Yeah, you know. They fled before deputies showed up. The witnesses in the pizzeria knew all four of the assholes and identified them for officers. Thank God for eyewitness reports. Mm-hmm. Don't do shit in a small town. You get caught. That's why everyone knows who the hell you are. Well, this is Florida news. Deputies located the quartet at a residence along Leal Drive in Palm Coast and arrested them at the scene.
Did they all have violins in their hands?
Exactly. they also found marijuana joint in Jones' pocket while placing him in custody, according to reports. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Jessica, Vincent, Harim, and Sean were all charged with burglary and criminal mischief in connection with the incident of the cheesy knots. Jones was also booked on account of marijuana possession. All four of the Palm Coast suspects had been released from jail by Sunday afternoon. Jones on $2,000 bail and the other three on $1,500. So, yeah.
It's a joint.
Sure is. Sure is. So, we now get into the funky part of the news. We promised you some Florida nakedness this week, and we deliver, as always, at the Cheyampa Studios. Our second story comes from the Northwest Florida Daily News and provides you with your weekly dose of Florida nakedness and public masturbation. It's a double hitter because everyone knows you can't spell Florida without naked and public masturbation. So let's get it on, baby. Yep. I'm getting great, great, great visual effects here on the webcam. It's wonderful. According to an arrest report, witnesses say 45-year-old Scott Charles Roberts, a Fort Walton Beach resident, exposed himself and began to masturbate in front of them. A woman told an Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputy that she was on her front porch when she saw a man, later identified as Roberts, walking in the shadows near her apartment complex. Do you have a question?
Well, I've been kind of noticing that all these stories involved a lot of people in their kind of 40s.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh. Caller?
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hello, caller.
Oh, geez. Ezel, are you out masturbating in public naked again?
This is going to be... This is
Ezel
Magadoo.
Hey,
I was... No, wait. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, let him get a breath in there. We got a little bit too much bong in there.
Hey, what's going on? I gotta have a segment on your show. We're gonna call it "What the Hell Was He Smoking?"
Right? Tell me about it. These people are ridiculous.
All right. I gotta tell you something. This week, "What the Hell Was He Smoking?" goes out to Leonardo DiCaprio. All right. This dude. He gets on stage. I'm watching a disaster thing last night. And he gets up there and he starts talking about global warming. And I said, oh, that's a good thing. And then they saw him getting in this big Cadillac SUV. And then he takes his private jet somewhere. And I'm like, dude, what the hell are you smoking? Man, dude.
Love it.
Dude.
That
when
is
you
so
go
true.
To the Oscars and you start talking about global warming, what you got to do is you got to take the CTA. You understand?
Oh, yeah, totally.
You got to take the red line to the Oscars, man. You don't climb in that escalator.
You got a slogan. The red line to the red carpet.
That's right. Red line to the red carpet. And then... Then you get out with your 24-year-old honey and off the bus, you know, and then you can get out there and you can pitch it. You know what I mean? He pitched it, but he screwed up, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's kind of bad.
That's some bad shit he's smoking, man. I tell you, either that or he's a dumbass. One of the two, I don't. But here, I got me a plan. For global warming, okay?
All right.
Did you ever hear this thing called photosynthesis?
Yeah, it's what plants
do. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to plant us a lot of weed, man.
Oh, totally.
And yes, everybody got to plant at least 100 in their backyard, okay? And then all this photosynthesis will create this oxygen, you understand, and get rid of this carbon dioxide, so...
And at that point, nobody will care either.
That's right. We won't worry about it, man. Hold on a second. Someone's at the door.
All right.
Well, I could put about 10 plants on my sill.
See, there you go. You got to start.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Joe, do you take the CTA all the time, Joe?
All the time, everywhere.
Yeah, man, there you are. Now you can talk about global warming all you want, man,
especially on those trains, pure electric.
Oh, unbelievable. You know, it's unbelievable. I'll tell you what, though. All right, I'm going to look this week for another dumbass of the week.
All right, that sounds good.
I'll call you next week.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
I'm going to look for a dumbass of the week move, and I'll call you next week.
All right, that sounds good. You
Now, until then, hold on a second.
Oh, okay. Someone's at the door.
I gotta go get the door. I'll call you guys later.
All right, he's, you don't hack up along there.
All right, I'll call you later. Bye.
Bye.
So what's up with all this masturbating, though, man?
I know, right? Right? It's the global warming. It's the global warming. Take the red line to the red carpet.
You know, that actually would give the Uptown Theater some impetus to open.
There you go.
Then we could have the Oscars in Chicago.
Exactly. There you go. I doubt that would happen, though.
We could be a backup site in case, like,
California finally falls into the ocean. All right. So we have to get on with the nakedness, as the nakedness does not go away until we talk about it.
Well, and I was also mentioning that it seems like all these guys in their 40s are ones that are doing this, and I'm wondering if it's something that triggers.
This is true. Well,
am I going to feel this in the next year or two?
We'll have some breaking news when Joe gets caught. Just don't do it near children or a park. Then you'll never see daylight again. A woman, we're talking about our nudist here, a woman told the Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputy that she was on her front porch when she saw a man, later identified as Roberts, walking in the shadows near her apartment complex. She said he was completely nude and was playing with himself. She added that he looked through one of her windows. In addition to the woman's testimony, a man also stated that he saw Roberts run naked around the side of the apartment building. One of the witnesses picked Roberts from a photo lineup, and he was charged with indecent exposure. He had also been charged with indecent exposure and loitering or prowling back on June 11th in 2014. And he was in a Oak Tree Nature Park on Hollywood Boulevard. Sure. And a man spotted Roberts masturbating in the middle of the trail. And Roberts admitted to the act back then, he said, but he did not intend for anyone to see him. You're standing in the middle of the trail. You intended for somebody to see you. And another victim said that she had been at the post office and saw him standing in a clearing of the woods, naked from the waist down. So he was hanging around the post office, no pants on. Yeah, we got a live one there. All right. So, because these two are going to take some time, we're going to have to kind of breeze through them. I'm trying to keep us.
Or we
on
can
time
take
here.
A break and come right back.
Well, how long is the next break scheduled for? 5 minutes? Yeah, you know what? We can do that. All right, here.
We'll do that.
We'll take, we're not scheduled for a break for about 3 minutes, but we're trying to run on time here. So what we'll do is we'll take our break now, and it's going to take about 5 minutes, and we'll be back. And then I have a double feature for you. Because I have two news stories totally unrelated, but completely related. It's absolutely wonderful. So you guys stay tuned, and we shall be back in just a few moments.
Perfect.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine. Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you toke up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State? Few superlatives can sketch for the uninitiated the beauty of the drifting, seemingly translucent formations of white tundra swans that sweep over the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife Refuge in November. Thousands land to feed and loaf in the shallow backwaters of the river, appearing from a distance like popcorn scattered on the water. Their attraction in such great numbers to only a few sites in the refuge comes from their love of wild celery and arrowhead tubers, which grow abundantly in shallow, quiet pools found in the river's backwaters. An adult swan has a large appetite and will feed on nearly 6 pounds of aquatic vegetation a day. Even though their appetites are prodigious, the energetic digging usually improves the habitat by stimulating the growth of underwater plants. So next year, the site will provide a bounty again. The swans begin arriving along the river the first week of November, but the peak usually occurs in mid-November. They will remain for weeks, or until ice begins to form, and then it's time to fly east to their wintering grounds in Chesapeake Bay. Tundra swans, formerly called whistling swans, come by their name honestly, nesting high up in the Arctic coastline in tundra or sheltered marshes. Tundras may fly up to 10 hours a day, and with good weather conditions, can sail along in a V formation of 60 miles per hour as high as 8,000 feet, thus traveling up to 600 miles a day. Tundra swans produce a high-pitched call that has been likened to many things. The distant barking of dogs, soft, musical laughter, a mellow cooing, or something akin to a Canada goose honk, which amply demonstrates how limited human language is in describing language of non-humans. The origin of singing one's swan song is attributed to tundra swans, which, in their death, are described by one scientist as singing a melodious, soft, muted series of notes, saying, "When a swan is shot and falls crippled to the water, it utters this call as it tries in vain to rejoin its fellows in the sky." Scientists estimate that about 25% of the eastern population of tundra swans use the upper Mississippi River during fall migration. If you want to see thousands of tundras, your best bet would be the observation platform in Brownsville, Minnesota, just downriver from La Crosse, or Big Lake on the Mississippi River, just north of Alma, across from the Cedar Ridge Resort. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.
The system. So hold on. I'll tell you about the system we have to access.
Monday
nights, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, only on Cyamba Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. All right. So we were starting some crazy Florida news, and we will move into our final track of crazy Florida news in just a moment. I have to find the track here. All right.
I just stopped dancing in my chair.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. So we shall continue. Florida news. I have something a little different out of something out of hello testing. I have something a little different for our next two news stories tonight. Our first story from WFLA Tampa Bay News Channel 8 covers a case of a stolen vehicle with a child inside. And the second story covers an incident that occurred during a high-speed chase related to the first story, but they are in no way related to each other. Yeah. Are you confused? You He's won't be cups. After you finish listening to the next two stories. Mm. All right. So, our first story starts with a Clearwater mother and father who told police that someone had stolen her car with the couple's three-year-old son inside last Wednesday. Around 1:30 on Wednesday afternoon, Angelica Marrero called 911. She claimed someone stole her car right from outside her house on Boylan Avenue with her son inside the car. Using GPS, police tracked the vehicle, engaged in a high-speed pursuit involving 20 police cruisers and one unidentified vehicle, and finally arrested Stevie Gamble Jr. after he lost control of the car during the high-speed pursuit and wrapped it around a sign on US 19 just south of Curlew Road. All while creating a dangerous environment for innocent people in the path of this chase, all in the course of 1 hour. And just imagine, they still thought there was a child in this car at the time. All right. So, police say that while the car was stolen, their son, Ismael Dinero Badillo, was never in the vehicle in the first place.
I'm sorry.
Place.
Say that name again.
Ismael Dinero Badillo.
Okay, then.
De Niro. The child's middle name is De Niro. He was never in the vehicle in the first place. He was at a Pinellas Park daycare the entire time.
Wow.
Clearwater police told News Channel 8 that Marrero made up the story so cops would come to her house right away. Police say Marrero had her car stolen 2 weeks ago, and it took officers a while to get there because they were chasing vehicles with children in them. That were presumed to have been stolen and all that stuff. So when she went to report the car stolen again that day, she knew that that the police would get there right away if she said a child was involved. The mother was asked if the children and endangered public were victims of her outrageous stunt, and Marrero quickly responded by saying, "I think I'm the victim. I got my car stolen twice in 1 month, and I am going to jail." Yeah, she gets a trophy. Hold on. Let's find the trophy dispenser. I need a trophy dispenser. Nah, no. Ah, we'll do this. All right, cash register for De Niro. All right, so Stevie was charged with Grand Theft Auto, fleeing and eluding. Sneezing.
Bless you.
That one's just going to get stuck. All right, we'll continue. Stevie was charged with Grand Theft Auto, fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, and driving with a suspended or driver's license. The parents have been charged with misuse of the 911 system, a felony, and filing a false police report. Yep. Sexy is right. All right, so that's what we got.
Mm.
Our next story, which, of course... All right.
They're not related, but they're related.
They're not related, but they are absolutely related. All right. So the second part of our story this evening also comes from WFLA Tampa Bay News Channel 8 and happened when Clearwater police were playing Find Mario's Anchor Baby. Charles William Long was playing his own version of Cops and Robbers. Police say Clearwater resident Charles Long joined the chase, the one with the 20 cars in it, joined the chase for Marrero's Anchor Baby, or the stolen car on Wednesday, driving his own vehicle at speeds up to 85 miles an hour. As he swerved in and out of lanes and was pacing police vehicles involved in the chase. Wait, hold on. There's your trophy. All right. So, an arrest affidavit said that Long, who was 60, interfered with the police pursuit and followed directly in front of and in between police vehicles with deliberate disregard to the safety of the public. I need a drink. I'm a little verklempt.
Sure, there's a hefty fine involved in all that.
I'm sure there is. Long's participation in the chase ended when he followed too closely and crashed into the rear of a police cruiser. The arrest affidavit said that Long told police officers he wanted to be a police officer and that he wanted to be in pursuit for the police.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a procedure for all this, and that's why civilians... Yeah.
Long was arrested on a charge of reckless driving with property damage or injury. Long is retired, according to the arrest affidavit.
Wow.
And that's it for this evening's Crazy Florida News.
Thank you, Stitchy. Our dear listener, have kept it tuned to Shampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Well, then give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us at shyampa.radio or visit us at facebook.shyampa.info. Roger, quit sniffing my butthole. Anyway, if you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. Come see me at Kmart for great deals and please don't let Roger follow you. And now, back to you, Anthony.
You fucking Todd, why do you have to go and reveal everything? Can't you ever be happy with me, Betty? You know I have loose bowels, yet you still ridicule me. I'll get even with you. When's your next shift? Beep beep this.
Roger, shut up, and don't ever show up at Kmart. You caused a huge mess in the Granty Panty Hall and I may lose my job over it because, like, an idiot I said I knew you. Fucker.
Alrighty. Alright, thanks, so- Betty. stay tuned and don't get your breadsticks in a knot. We have to take care of some very brief business, and we'll be back in about 2 to the 11th power multiplied by the divisible quotient of the square root of 46,294.2589999999, number 9 minutes, give or take a millennium. Really, don't, really, honestly, don't go anywhere, because this is what's going to happen.
To some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Showcast.
Yeah, welcome back, folks.
Welcome back, folks. That was a great break.
Number nine!
Number nine.
Hey, we got some interesting Joe Wisdoms tonight.
Do we now?
Yeah, he sent over a cart with a grin.
All right, okay. Well, but, do we want to take a listen?
Yeah.
Let's take a listen.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. Have you ever stopped to wonder if your poop is normal? I have. Recently, I've been noticing that I poop in different ways. It's not always the log roll you expect to see. Now, for starters, I've been drinking a lot of green tea. And I know I've heard from somewhere that green tea helps make you pee and poo a lot. So maybe that's it. And I can just end this weird wisdom session talking about poo. But seriously, keep an eye on yourself once in a while and hashtag check your poo.
Hello, Roger Wisdom here. At last, Joe Wisdom piqued my curiosity. As the weed janitor, I sometimes accidentally, due to the poor maintenance of my bowels, well, I shit on the floor for no reason. I need to petition the station for the automatic cleanup feature available as an add-on to my matrix. What is great is that the poop is recycled into components my body needs, and it allows me to continue with my fetish of pooping where I please without anyone ever knowing about it unless you've caught me in the act. Hashtag watch Roger poop. Ha ha. Betty will have no more recourse to complain unless I purposely poop to let her know she can be a bitch tart sometimes. The wisdom here is you should never let your bowels fall to poor maintenance and to keep your fetishes at home.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. Thank you for keeping it tuned into Shyampa Weed Radio. Make sure to tune in every Monday night, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, for Joe and Anthony, and a little bit of me. Hello, Joe Wisdom here. Ah, the cheating while in relationships. They are a curious thing, especially when you work in the service industry. no matter what age you are, sometimes you think you can have it all. And in some ways you can. But in other ways, well, things can go awry pretty quickly if you don't set some rules up straight away with the person you're cheating with. For instance, if you decide you need a little action on the side, one of the most important rules is to implement the no hickeys rule. You never know when your significant other is just going to show up during one of your busiest days.
I take it something happened with that.
Joe Wisdom here. I just ate my lunch too fast and I had a series of burps. So I wanted to bring to you today a little bit of biotech. And we're going to talk about a piece of tech, biotech, that is called the lower oesophageal sphincter, or LOS. This LOS is a specialized segment of the circular muscle layer of the distal oesophagus, accounting for approximately 90% of the basal pressure at this junction.
All right.
Together with the crural diaphragm, or a diaphragm, it functions as an anti-reflux barrier, protecting the esophagus from the caustic gastric content. Now, during swallowing or belching, the LOS muscle must relax briefly in order to allow passage of food or intragastric air. These swallow-induced
like
and prolonged transient lower esophageal sphincter relaxations,
we gotta call
or TLOSRs, respectively result from activation.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Wake up!
I think you put Ezel to sleep.
Oh man. Hey, this is Ezel. Hey. I forgot. I'll call you back.
All righty. Must have hit redial by mistake.
Portions of this wisdom came from the NCBI PubMed.gov website. You can find out more by going to http://www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/pubmed/15836451.
Well, dang, Nabbit, you've spent another quality X amount of minutes listening to me and my brand of wisdom. We know you have some wisdom, at least you should. We'd like to know about it. Oh, and are you a salaried employee of any organization working long hours? Give us a call at the studios. We'd love to hear from you. 813-327-8566. We'll play your wisdom on a future cast.
This has been me, Joe Wisdom. Thanks for listening. Music and background tracks from Incompetech.com. Royalty-free music by Kevin MacLeod. Support him and all of us not-for-profit podcasters anywhere you can. Remember, keep your wife, cats, dogs, and spayed and neutered. This has been a Joe Wisdom production.
And there you have it.
Wow, there we go. Well, we have to drop them into the thing so they can play in the rotation.
Oh, yes, I have each individual file. I will get those up at some point.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So it's been a very interesting roller coaster of a week.
And it's only Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's only Monday. Next time we have a leap year, no Mondays on leap year. Or if we're going to have a Monday on a leap day, then we need to make it a national holiday and nobody works. works because this shit is ridiculous, and that's what I'm going to say.
Well, now, will the 29th always be on a Monday? No, right?
No, but it will again. It will again. It will happen again sometime.
Let's look into the calendar. We have some time. Let's do a Google search.
All right.
All right, so in order to get this to cooperate, how do you actually get the date to not be so funky? All right. So 02/29/2020. You mean I got to sit here and go through this thing like this? Wow.
You can't just change the year.
No, you have to click the little arrows. Okay, so folks, the 29th in 2020 will be on a Saturday.
Okay.
I don't know if that's significant.
Is that where we are?
But in 4 years, when the next 29th will happen.
All right. So, but we don't know when the next Monday will be for leap year.
Well, let's just continue as much time as we got. We'll go another 4 years. I feel like I'm Buck Rogers. Well, in 2024, it'll be on a Thursday.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. That's definitely good to know.
Let's go to 2028. You know, as I'm flicking through these dates, it makes me kind of feel weird. Tuesday for 2028. And so now we'll go to 2032.
It's a Sunday.
Oh, you have direct quick access, don't you?
Yeah, I just looked at the clock in Windows. It's a Friday in 2036.
So this may be the only Monday for a very long time.
Probably one that we'll probably remember. Yeah, more than likely.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. So,
it's been
okay.
Amazing.
So it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, more than likely, that leap year falls on a Monday. Mm. Don't ever experience it. Not good. Not good.
Yeah, it's been something.
FedEx. I do everything with FedEx. I go up the stairs.
Is that your little FedEx jingle?
Yes.
I go around the corner with FedEx.
I had an idea about FedEx, and it was
clearly.
Just like, I mean, folks, when I come up to the Tampa studios, I am going to be FedExing everything there. My luggage, my clothing, delicious jellies.
Now you're flying Southwest, so you can bring a bag with you, though.
True, but I don't want to have to carry the jellies.
Well, you can FedEx the jellies and take your bag with you.
Be true, cheaper. But why not just get
you
everything
just want to
there?
FedEx everything. Okay, yeah, that's fine. You want the experience. Is that what it
yeah.
is? Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, now planning it is paramount because if all the stuff comes on like Monday, yeah.
We stand up and salute.
Mm-hmm. Oops. That was Trump.
That was the wrong one. Very good. My goodness. Wow. Wow.
Don't know, folks. Trump presidency scares me, though.
No. As we saw over the past 8 years, there really isn't much the president can do in some ways. But, you know, we'll see what happens. This should prove to be very interesting.
Executive orders are a bitch.
Yeah, they are. But we'll see what happens. I don't know. The man... A lot of it, I think, is fake. He's just doing it to get the votes. Honestly. They would be very conservative. They'd be very Republican policies, but not crazy like he's talking. He just knows that's what gets the votes. Anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll be back
next week.
Remember, folks, don't go starting a bitch fight at the buffet or over the garlic knots. Have a good night, a good week. Stay tuned for This Way Out.
Bye-bye.
station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.